Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have some disturbing breaking news, and the escalation of this Iran-Israel-U.S. war is making all of us less safe, everybody on the globe less safe. The Iranian regime has officially responded to Donald Trump's threat to obliterate Iranian power plants if they don't open the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran's threat was even more escalatory, meaning that Trump's claim that the war is over 24 hours ago is false. He claimed 48 hours ago that we have entirely won this war. That was false. The war is still ongoing. And let's just start from the beginning. 24 hours ago, Donald Trump sent out this threat against Iran, which signals pure desperation and a lack of plan to maintain an opening in the Strait of Hormuz. He's also been trying to bully our NATO allies into escorting ships through the strait, even though that would be a suicide mission. The Strait of Hormuz, at its most navigable shipping lane, is 2 miles wide, with missiles that could be lobbed right off the coast of Iran, making it a suicide mission. So Donald Trump said yesterday, if Iran doesn't fully open, without threat, the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours from this exact point in time, the United States of America will hit and obliterate their various power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. What Donald Trump doesn't seem to realize is this will just only hurt the Iranian people, the people that we're supposed to be on the side of, the people that he's called to free themselves from their government. This would hurt them. And the regime itself does not give a shit about the people. They've proven that time and time again. The Iranian regime would kill people. They've killed tens of thousands. They will cut off the internet. They will starve people. They don't give a shit what Donald Trump does. So he's basically just threatening the Iranian people who barely have access to internet right now. It doesn't make sense, and it only served to escalate this war. Before I show you Iran's response, let me show you what Trump then posted this morning. This is very relevant. He said, quote, "Now, with the death of Iran, the greatest enemy America has is the radical left, highly incompetent Democrat Party. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Okay, first of all, Iran is not dead. The regime still stands. There are 300,000 IRGC members. That is their radical guard corps made of people who will die to the very last one because they are very religious. So Trump is just lying here, and it's like, it's such a mess because in one breath, he's saying that Iran is dead and they're no longer a threat. Then he says the Democratic Party is a bigger threat, but then actually he's still melting down because Iran is a threat. So he's making all of us less safe, and we're going to break it all down on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like if you haven't already. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're getting very close to 2 million followers. We just hit 1.9 million. So I want to express a genuine thank you to you all. Make sure you check out my CNN debate from yesterday if you haven't. I'm very proud of that one. And let's continue with this. As Juergen points out, Trump declares almost 50% of Americans to be a public enemy, number one, right after Iran. This is no longer politics. This is like open civil war from the mouth of the president. Anyone who brands half of their own people, millions of ordinary Americans who simply vote differently, as the greatest enemy hasn't understood America. Trump hates it. This rhetoric isn't tough, it's treacherous. It destroys precisely what makes America strong, the idea that Americans, despite all their differences, are one nation. Trump has just proven that he doesn't want to be the president of all Americans. Trump has proven that he doesn't want to be president of all Americans, but merely the leader of a faction that considers the rest. Trump has just proven that he doesn't want to be president of all Americans, but merely the leader of a faction that considers the rest the enemy. This is insane. This is extremely dangerous. And I want to remind you all, we are currently escalating with Iran while Trump is escalating domestically. To give you some economic updates, Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy, the largest tracker of gas in the United States, says Americans today are seeing gas prices that on average have risen $1.02 per gallon in the last month only. Today, they'll be paying, as a whole, $379 million more on gasoline than they did then, with the 21-day impact costing consumers $4.84 billion at the gas pump. It will hit $5 billion tomorrow. So every single day, Americans as a whole are paying $400 million more dollars. Since this war started, it's been $5 billion. That's $5 billion that could be used on other things, on other goods and services to help boost our economy, but now it is not. Now Americans are struggling. Small businesses are struggling. I know a lot of you guys are small business owners or work for a small business. Just think about it. Think about how much gas or diesel is used to transport anything in a small business. I mean, hell, I drive to the airport, I drive to go to political events, that cost money. It's now going to be more costly. Every single business in the United States is run on gasoline in some way. So this is absolutely absurd. Almost every single business in the United States will be relying on gasoline in some way, and now the price is going up. What about this? Crazy high jumps in average diesel prices from some U.S. cities. Seven have surged over $2 a gallon in the last 30 days. Tucson, Arizona, plus $2.21 for diesel. That's crazy. This underlies the cost of a lot of other stuff. I forgot to mention I travel and I fly around a lot. Now plane tickets are more expensive. Everything is more expensive. Phoenix, $2.10 increase. Orange County, $2.06 increase. These are some massive increases. And this takes us all the way back to the fact that this war is not over. Donald Trump keeps claiming we've won, it's over, that there was a 4 to 6 week timeline, but we're on week four and we're still deploying 2,500 troops to the Middle East today. We're on week four, and that deployment of 2,500 troops will likely take 2 weeks or so. I talked about this with Abby Phillip on my CNN hit that I posted yesterday. We were talking about how that 4 to 6 week deadline will be absolutely blown through because Trump is still deploying more troops, still asking for more money, still trying to start more conflicts, more escalation. Breaking news from this morning, just an hour ago. Iran responds to President Trump's threat to obliterate Iranian power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not open within 48 hours, which I just read that earlier in the video. Iran's response, number one, Iran will, quote, completely close the Strait of Hormuz if that happens. Two, Iran will hit vital infrastructure in the Middle East. Three, this includes energy, IT, and water desalination facilities. They promised, in their own words, to irreversibly destroy infrastructure that the world relies on. It's insane. Four, Iran's senior military commander says the country's military strategy has shifted from defensive to offensive. Five, Iranian officials say the country has enough reserves of essential goods to last for up to a year regarding the Strait of Hormuz, blocking that, continuing the fight, and Trump's deadline has 33 hours remaining. The interesting question here, the interesting question that we now have to ask is, will Trump follow through with his red line, with his deadline? Same thing. He put a red line in 48 hours. If you don't open this, we are going to escalate. And now Iran said, okay, try it. We're going to escalate even further. So Trump tried to gain the leverage like it's the art of the deal, like it's a book that he's written in the 80s, but he's not understanding that this is asymmetric warfare, that even though we have the military leverage, they asymmetrically target us, meaning they have unique means to inflict damage upon the United States in the world that doesn't always mean pure military action. And right now, their asymmetric warfare strategy is closing the Strait of Hormuz, therefore inflicting damage to Donald Trump's political chances and all U.S. citizens, all citizens of the globe. It's also worth pointing out, as we're all going through this, Donald Trump is arriving at his West Palm Beach golf club as Iranian missiles targeted Israel moments ago. If you think about it, I see like 10 cars on screen now, probably much, much more. These cars take gasoline. That gasoline is more expensive. We're paying and subsidizing these cars because they're government funded, and we're paying more for that. Everybody is paying more for that, meaning there is less money to go back into the economy on other things. That strangles the economy and slows it to a halt, and this wipes out any sort of tax gains. I was just reading an article. They're already doing research on the past 21 days and the extra $5 billion Americans have paid as a whole that we were just talking about, and this reportedly wipes out any potential no tax on tips or tax gains that Donald Trump brought? Because you know how Trump supporters and his, you know, his cabinet, they're always flaunting these small tax breaks they gave for the average American. Guess what? Those are going to be neutralized by the fact that Americans are paying more at the pump, paying more for goods and services and food. I want to end this off by playing a clip of Scott Bessent saying that sometimes escalation is necessary. You know, as he's saying this, Trump was on the White House front lawn saying the war is over.
Taking out their missiles, their missile systems, and the factories that build those missiles. And now our the General Kane, Secretary Hegseth, are leading a campaign to destroy all the fortifications along the Straits of Hormuz.
Just to put a fine point on this, though, is the president in the process of winding down this war or escalating the conflict?
Again, they're not mutually exclusive. Sometimes you have to escalate to de-escalate, Chris.
Okay, let me try to parse through that. Sometimes you have to escalate to de-escalate. So sometimes you have to piss off the enemy and screw over the Americans even more in order to find an off-ramp when we're actually talking about a country that we were this close to a deal with about a month ago. We're talking about a country that we had a deal with a decade ago. The JCPOA was in place in 2016, and Iran came to the table in good faith. This regime, which is an Islamic theocratic regime, came to the table in good faith, and we had oversight over their infrastructure. Trump tore that up with no backup plan, and now we're in a cyclical pattern where we have to strike every 8 months, like a perpetual war treadmill, because Donald Trump couldn't just leave Obama's negotiation in place. I'm going to leave it there. This is sickening. As a young American, I do not want any more escalation. I do not want any more death. I don't want any more debt added to the United States as $39 trillion in debt that we currently have. And if you agree, if you appreciate this commentary, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.